What statement is your life making right now? That is, if you could write down, the statement my life is making right now is, and fill in the blank. What would you say? Because it's already making some statement. The issue is, do you know precisely what that is?
Welcome to In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. We've been reflecting on Dr. Stanley's life and the powerful impact that his faithful preaching of the gospel has had on countless millions. One of his favorite topics was to remind you that you also have the potential to make a powerful impression. What is your life saying to others? Consider that question as you listen to Dr. Stanley's message from 1983 that teaches us how to build a life message.
In the fifth chapter of Matthew, there's a simple little verse or two that all of us know by heart. And if you'll turn to the 14th verse of that fifth chapter, because I want to talk about how to build a life message. And in the fifth chapter of Matthew, verse 14, you'll turn there. Jesus said, "You're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." That is, your life is up for public disclosure. He says, you are the light of the world. That is, you're going to be seen and felt. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor can your life be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure, or, he says, but on the lampstand, it gives light to all who are in the house. That is, everybody around you can see your life. It's saying something. Then he says, let your life or your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. He says, therefore, since your life is like light and you're going to be seen, he says, then let your life be so lived that when people see you, they will see your works but glorify him. On the basis of what Jesus just said, all of our lives are saying something. Here's the thing I want you to ask yourself. What statement is your life making? That is, what is your life saying to people around you? In other words, your life is making some kind of a statement. Well, what kind of a statement is it? That is, if you could write down, the statement my life is making right now is, and fill in the blank, what would you say? Because it's already making some statement. The issue is, do you know precisely what that is? Are you happy with what you believe the statement of your life is? That is, what your life is announcing to other people? Are you happy with that or unhappy? Is it what you really want to say? Or are you one of those persons who says, well, now, I know what people probably think. That's not what I want them to think, but that's probably what they think. Then you need to change it. Because you are making a statement by character, conversation, and conduct in your home, in your business, in your school, in your social life. You're making a statement. And the question is it a positive statement? Is it one that glorifies God? Is it a truthful statement about God, about Christ, about the Holy Spirit, about the church, and about yourself? All right, how does God build a life message into us? Now, as I said before, there is no such thing as a person not having a life message. It could be good or bad now. We're talking about primarily believers now. How does God build a life message into us? So I want you to jot them down, so you can pass them on to your children one of these days and practice them in their life. Okay, number one. They all start with R so you can remember them. Reading and studying the Scriptures. Friend, God will have a very difficult time building His message into your life unless you're doing more than opening the Bible on Sunday morning and going home and closing it till next week till somebody else interprets it for you. God wants you to read His Word, and in so doing, what does He do? As you read His Word, He unfolds the truth through the Holy Spirit to you. He illumines your mind. The revelation of God becomes real to you, and you begin to discover who God is and what He's like. There's no way for God to build a glorifying message into our life if we don't even know Him. So reading and studying the Scriptures is the first step for God to build into our life a message that will glorify Him, and at the same time, listen, make your life weighty. Now listen, the more I understand who God is and the way He operates in life, the greater will be the impact of our life. Second point, researching the lives of God's great saints. Now, let me give you an example. If I had small children once again, or if they were teenagers, here's what I would do. If I had a teenager who was in the ninth grade, 9, 10, 11, 12, got 4 years, and I wanted to give them a little project that I know would transform their character, here's what I'd tell them. I'd say, son or sweetheart, listen. What I want you to do for the next 4 years in the Old Testament, I want you to major on studying only four men: Abraham, Joseph, Daniel, and David. I want you to look at their lives, and I want you to glean out of those lives all the principles you can about life, about how God operates in human life, how when people blow it, how does God operate? When they blow it, how they to respond? When they fail in their faith, what does God do? When they are obedient to God, how does God bless? But just major on those four men for the next 4 years of your life. Doesn't mean you have to read it every single day. But just major on the character qualities in their lives and how God operated in their life. Because each one of those men has a definite life message. If God's going to build a message into your life that has any weight to it, then you must build into your life the character qualities that make for a weighty life. What is the statement your life is making? All right, number three, the realization of God's goal for your life. If God's going to build a message into your life, you've got to realize what His goal is. Now, ultimately, His goal is the same for everybody. That is, there is one underlying goal. What is that? He says in Romans chapter 8, He says He has predestinated us to be conformed to the likeness of His Son. So, the predestined will of Almighty God is that His goal for your life and my life is that He would be continuously shaping us, molding us, fashioning us into the likeness of His Son. Why? Because He wants to glorify Himself. How is He best glorified? But what? But by expressing His life through us who are indwelt by Jesus Christ. The believer's life and his walk is what? It is a continuing expression of the life of Jesus. If God is going to build His message into my life, and my life message is going to have any weight to it whatsoever, going to bear any impact, going to leave any impression, going to make any difference at all, then I need to know what God's ultimate purpose is in my life, shaping me into the likeness of Jesus Christ. How does He build that message? He builds that message by giving me an understanding of where I'm headed and what He's in the process of doing. That is, His process is not simply to make me happy or contented or satisfied with life, but to build Christ-like character into your life in order that when you leave, you've left an impression. And when you walked, you've not walked in sand, but you have left an impression. You see, your life is already making a statement with the people you work with, the people you fellowship with, the people you go to church with, the people you go to school with. It's already making a statement. And the issue is this. Is the statement you're making the statement you really want to make? Is the statement you're making the statement that God wants you to make? Is the statement of your life that Jesus Christ is the source of all life, the meaning of all life? He is the all-encompassing and the all-satisfying true, pivotal point of all that life is. Jesus Christ is it. Is that the statement of your life? Or is the statement of your life, if you work hard enough and you get enough and you accumulate enough and you get enough security, you can just retire and you can just enjoy life and that's life? Is that the meaning of life? What is the meaning of life to you? If the meaning of life to you is anything minus Jesus Christ, it's all wrong. And this is why the world's trying to suck and glean out of the world system enough of anything to satisfy them and bring them contentment. And their life message is, man, get all you can get as quick as you can get it and satisfy yourself because it's all going to be over with soon. What a horrible, meaningless existence. Next, reviewing God's pattern of operation in your life. If God's going to build a message into your life, you need to review His pattern. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's be honest now. How many of you at this point in your life can see a pattern? That is, that in when certain situations arise, certain circumstances come, that is, you see God operating in your life in certain situations and you see a pattern. How many of you see a pattern? All right, let me ask you something. If you see no pattern of operation in your life, listen to me carefully. How's God going to build a message into your life and show you what that message is if you don't stop to see what God's doing. When we say reviewing God's pattern of operation, I'm talking about looking to see how God operates in your life. Because you see, if he's building a message, there is a design in what God does. So however God is building his message into my life, it's very important that I understand what's going on, what the pattern is, what's the design. So you see, there are patterns, and if God's going to build a message, listen, God's interested in building a message so, listen to me, your life can become weighty in the lives of other people. Because you're not an island. God didn't save you just to get you to heaven. He didn't bless you just so you and yourself will have all you need. Everything God sends to you and through you, God sends in order that you may become a blessing, a light, a stepping stone, a strength, an encouragement, the way for somebody else. But listen, you become more valuable to everybody whose life your life touches when you understand what the pattern is. Because the pattern may not be the same in everybody's life, but there are similar patterns in all of our lives. You see, if you only live your life for yourself, you don't care what the pattern is. You could care less what anybody thinks, but you weren't put here to live for yourself. You and I were put here, he says, you're not your own, you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, he says, that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If we're living for ourselves, we've missed the whole point of the Christian life. Building a weighty, tremendous message into our life so that other people's lives will be different because they crossed your path. That's what it's all about. Listen, the next point, reaching out to serve others. If God's going to build a message into our life, we can't live like isolated islands. We must make ourselves available to other people. We must be willing to serve other people because, you see, that's the way God expresses the message up to this point, shows us our fallacies and our weaknesses and points out our blind spots. And in the process, as we give ourselves in service to other people, he sometimes uses them to build the message. Now, listen. If I am selfish with my life and not willing to give of myself to somebody else, what I'm doing, I am making it very difficult for God to build his message. Because listen, why does he want to build a message? In order to say something to someone else. Why does he want to make your life weighty, not like a cream puff? He wants to make your life weighty so that when you have been where you've been, things won't be the same as they were before you got there. Whatever office you're working in this morning, it ought to be different, my friend, because you've been there. If you work there 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 25, 35, 40 years and leave, and it's not different because you're there, you need to take a long, sorrowful look at your past. Well, I don't believe in being religious on the job. Says who? Not God. If you want to keep all that God's got for you, all bottled up in your little old sweet self, where you are safe, I want to tell you, you've missed the whole point of being saved. That's not what it's all about. And whether you are 16 or 60 doesn't make any difference. Once in a while somebody says, well, you know, I'm retired now. You know what that means? You've got more time to spend for God. That's what that means. He's building a life message. And listen, the longer he takes to build a life message, it may be the greater message you've got to give. You know what our problem is? We're just downright selfish. We think this is our life, and God says, you're not your own. Listen, if you're not your own, what you have is not your own. All your money, all your stocks, your bonds, all your security, that all belongs to God and God alone. And he's taken all these years to build this message into your life in order that you may have it to give and now to give more freely, and you've got more time to give it. You better think before you decide to just close up shop and forget everything and tuck yourself away somewhere where it's quiet, because that is not God's purpose and plan. Now, I'm not saying a fellow shouldn't enjoy his life. I believe you ought to enjoy every minute of it until God called you home. You ought to enjoy it. And I don't think you ought to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying the issue is this. The issue is, to whom do I belong? The issue is, what has God been doing all these years? Building a message. The issue is, why has he been building a message? So that your life can make a difference in somebody else's life. But if I'm not willing to give myself away to somebody else, then God has wasted his time with all the blessing and the building and the message if I'm going to hide away somewhere else where it's safe and cozy. Friend, the truth is that the word cozy is not even in the Bible. Because God never intended his church or his believers to live a cozy life. But what? One that's like salt, like light, changing, weighty, influential, making a difference where you and I live. Next. Receiving everything is from the Lord. If God's going to build a message into my life, I've got to be willing to receive everything is from him. Now, some things come by God. That is, they are sent, and some things are allowed. Now, if I'm willing for God to build a message into my life, I can't go around resisting things that I don't like. I must be willing to submit to whatever God sends. Because listen, who is the one who has designed your life message? Listen, I could never design a message for your life. I couldn't even design one for my own. The only person who can design a message for your life is God. Now, if he's designed the message, don't you know that God knows the steps and the situations and the circumstances in your life that are necessary to make that message a living, weighty reality? The only way for Jesus Christ to prove himself sufficient and adequate and to become my life is for me at some point in my life to get so desperate, I desperately need him and cry out and God comes through. Then I've got a message. You've seen these folks who sort of float through life and everything seems to go their way. And I mean, they just tiptoe through and you think, oh, I wish I could be like that. No, you don't want to be like that. You want your life to weigh something. That when you leave, you've left something. And when you've been there, they know you've been there. And where you are is making a difference because you are there. But if you jockey around through life and manipulate and connive to get your way and to avoid all the unpleasantries of life, I want to tell you, all you're doing is cheating yourself out of God's great message. All right, next. A radical abandonment to the will of God. If he's going to build his message into my life, I can't be telling God what to do, how to do it, when to do it. I just must let God Almighty do his thing in his way. Now listen to me. When God moves into your life and it gets prickly and sticky and uncertain and insecure, here's what you do. Just tell him you're helpless. Now watch this. God, you said, I'm not my own. Watch this now. I belong to you. That means my life is your life. It's not my life. Whatever thing has my name on, that's all yours. So whatever you're up to, you're responsible for building your message into my life. And so I accept what you're doing. Lord, I give you permission to do anything in my life you want to do. You have my permission. That is abandoning yourself to the will of God. You say, but no, wait a minute now. I'm not too sure what he's going to do. That's not your business. God will build a weighty message into the life of one who said, Lord, you have permission. You do what you want to do. When you want to do it, how you want to do it, and whether I like it or not, keep on doing it. God will build a beautiful message into your life. Now listen. What statement is your life making today? What statement are you making at home? What statement are you making in your business? What statement is your life making in school? What statement is it making in your social life? It is making a statement, and all I want you to remember is this. Listen to me. Your statement is either going to be for good or for evil. It's either going to be glorifying to Almighty God and encouraging to others, or it's going to be glorifying to yourself and a stumbling block to somebody else. Your life is making a statement. What is the statement? Father, we thank you for loving us enough not to leave us to ourselves. We don't want to do our own thing. We want to do what you said, that is just to live available for you to live your life through us moment by moment, step by step, day by day. And I pray that you'll just rivet this message into every spirit. That question will haunt some people, encourage others, but keep all of us freshly aware that every footprint, every word, the actions of our character, all of them are saying something. And Father, we don't want people to hear and to think what is not true about you. So work in our lives that your message will be pure, truthful, encouraging, uplifting, and hope. This is my prayer today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. Christians are commanded by Christ to make a godly impact on this world. What your life says to others is your decision. If you've been thinking about how your life relates to the people around you, and you want to be more intentional about living for Jesus, stop by intouch.org. You'll find tools and resources that can challenge your faith and encourage your growth. And to order a copy of Dr. Stanley's complete message, How to Build a Life Message, visit our online bookstore. Again, log on to intouch.org or call 1-800-INTOUCH. To write to us, address your letter to In Touch, Post Office Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. Children pick up their image of God from their parents. Think about what you're teaching your kids. Today's Moment with Charles Stanley is coming up.
The Christian life is an exciting journey with great joys and challenges. We don't always know the right questions to ask or the best way to approach Scripture in search of answers. Dr. Stanley's Handbook for Christian Living is an easy-to-use help system that will bring Scripture to life so you can see God moving powerfully in your life. To order, call 1-800-INTOUCH or go to intouch.org/store.
You give your children more than you realize. With something for Christian parents to think about, here's A Moment with Charles Stanley.
Imagine the tremendous opportunity and responsibility a parent has to build into that life the kind of message that God wants to express through that life. You see, all of our children are not only physical products of us, but they are to some degree emotional, mental, and spiritual products of their parents. Not always, and not to the same degree. So while God is building a life message into us, you know what we're doing as parents? We're just passing the life message on to them so that our children see and understand the statement that our life is making. That's why we must be very careful what statement we make to our children by our life and the life that we're living, because they're coming up with something. They are forming their philosophy about life, their understanding of life, their understanding of God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, the importance of the church. They are formulating in their little minds very early in life the importance or lack of importance of all these things. So as you and I think about building a life message, while God is in the process of building it into us, many of us have the privilege of having an influence in building and helping other people build the right message into their life.
Learn more about how you can live in a way that impacts your children for Jesus Christ at intouch.org. If you'd like to hear today's message again, you can find it in the radio section of our website, plus an entire library of messages in our audio archives. You can also download a podcast of our program to your MP3 player and take it along with you. Our web address again is intouch.org. Dr. Stanley's devotion to God and faithful teaching of the Bible spanned several decades. Next time, we'll begin looking back at some of his most loved messages on In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.